In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Holy Spirit, come. Come with your glory. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Come, come, come. I'm looking at Luke 7:29, and all the people that heard John the Baptist, the publicans, justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, not being baptized by John. And the Lord said, "Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another, saying, 'We have piped unto you, and you wouldn't dance. We have mourned unto you, and you wouldn't weep.' For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine. You say he has a devil. And the Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say he is a glutton, a wine bibber, and a friend of publicans and sinners." Can I just say this to you? You cannot please people. Oh, no, you cannot please people. We have John the Baptist as a great faster. Oh, yes. Someone who's out in the desert, someone who's calling repentance and away from the crowds, but the crowds come to him to be baptized, but not the religious people. And they called him crazy. You say he has a demon. And here the Lord Jesus Christ, he eats with sinners and tax collectors. After the fifth chapter of when Jesus calls Matthew Levi, he goes and has a big dinner at Levi's house. So now Jesus is eating and drinking. Yeah, drinking wine. They call him a drunk. Jesus isn't a drunk. But you see, people have to say something all the time. Never satisfied. Never satisfied. It's either John is too severe or Jesus is too lenient. You know what I'm saying? So how are you going to deal with people? You just don't. You let them talk. You let them wag their tails or their tongues. And you just say, you know what? I want to do what God calls me to do. And, you know, I will do it by the grace of the living God. And I will keep on checking to make sure I'm not doing it for myself so that I'm not proud and arrogant. I want to do what the Lord wants me to do. And if people talk, of course they will talk. Let them talk, because you know what? That's the way people are. If they talked about Jesus and they talked about John the Baptist, then they're going to talk about us? Of course. Like, what are you all about? Like, what makes you tick? Like, why are you into this healing ministry? Like, who gives you the right? And this priest is just a little crazy. You know, people talk. They talk. Oh, yeah, all around Winthrop, I couldn't tell you. I've been, you know, talk about sexual escapades, what people have said about me. You can just name it from A to Z. And you know what? Let them talk. Because God knows who I am, and God knows to the pure everything is pure, and I am pure by the grace of God, washed in the blood. Hallelujah. And people will talk. People will talk. Father Tom does this for money. Yeah, money. Talk. You talk all you want. Talk all you want. But let me tell you this. When you talk against someone who's doing the will of God, you have to answer to the Father. That's right. Now, I'm not telling you I'm doing the will of God perfectly. No, I don't know how to do it perfectly, but you know what? When you try to listen to the Lord and you try to do what He's calling you to do in the moment, and then people criticize you, have you ever been there? Then you keep on doing it anyway. Because, you know, they criticize Jesus and they criticize John the Baptist, and why shouldn't they criticize us? I'm going to tell you that one point that I've never ever thought about this, but everyone has told me this. See, people are jealous of you. And I laugh because I said, there's nothing to be jealous of. Like, there is nothing to be jealous of. I've had so many wise people tell me that, and I think, like, I know who I am, and there's nothing to be jealous of. So what do? You do what God called you to do, and you do it to the best of your ability, and you know what? Let them all speak. Whether they speak positive or negative, really doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? People say, oh, you're this and you're that and you're the other thing. You know, I just let it go through me like a colander or a strainer. You know why? Because God knows who I am. He knows who I am. And all the compliments in the whole world, this, God knows who I am. And I, thank you very much. You want to say those things about me? Thank you very much, But I know. Whether it's something positive or something negative, I'm going to tell you, it really doesn't matter because God knows who I am. And, that's enough. That's enough. And I'm just like St. Joan of Arc. When she was on the way to death, they said to her, these evil people, are you in grace, Joan? Are you in the state of grace? Just like the devil. And she looked and said, if I am, thanks be to God. And if I'm not, I pray He would put me there now, immediately. She wasn't going to be fighting with the devil. She was on her way to be burnt. She feared the death in fire more than anything else. And the last thing she wanted to do was go to confession. And they wouldn't give her that right. But you know what? All her detractors are dead. And Joan of Arc is the saint. You see, it makes no difference what people say, whether it be positive or negative. It does make a difference what the Lord says. For the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? You see, it's all about the Lord. Oh, yes, we are human, all of us. And, as Catherine Kuhlman used to say, the best of men are men at best. And we all have weak points. And we all have points, where we need a tender word. But, the best tender word will be, well done, good and faithful servant. Not perfectly done, but well done. That will be the tender word. It really makes no difference what the bishop says, or what the cardinal says, or even what the pope says. If you get their backing, hallelujah. But you see, it makes a big difference what the Lord says. And if the Lord doesn't say, well done, good and faithful servant, I am in deep trouble. Understand what I'm saying? So, words, words, words. Let's get on with the vocation of living for Christ. Let's get on with the vocation of living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't take seriously the words that are positive, and don't take seriously the words that are negative. If your hands are on the plow, and you don't look back. Hallelujah. Just keep on moving forward, baby. Keep on moving forward. Oh, the holy men could never be satisfied with John the Baptist. They were so critical. He fasts, he hollers, he has a demon. We will not be baptized by him. We don't sin. And the holy men looked at Jesus and said, he doesn't fast, he's a glutton, he drinks wine, he hangs around with sinners. Remember when the woman washed his feet with the nard, and remember when she wiped it with her hair, and that was a extravagant love. And they thought, if he were a prophet, would he not know what kind of woman she is? See, you can't please them. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. That's what he came for. Jesus Christ came to seek and save the lost. That's what he came for. Not to be complimented by the Pharisees. Not to be denigrated by the Pharisees. Not to be complimented by Caesar. But to do the will of the Father. This is the will of the Father. This is the will of the Father. Is that we produce fruit. This is the will of the Father. That we come to believe and totally surrender our life to Jesus Christ. This is the will of the Father. To have this mind in you that was in Christ Jesus, emptying ourselves by the grace of God and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Though he was in the form of God, he didn't count himself equal to God, something to be grasped at. This is the will of the Father, not to grasp onto anything. This is the will of the Father. Have this mind among you, the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he didn't count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Have this mind in you. So I want to talk to all these great leaders of the prayer groups, you know, who have become their own local bishops with all their rules. Lay bishops, I call them. It is not your duty to be a lay bishop. It is your duty to serve God's people. To give them the word of God and to tend those that are weak and broken. It is not your will to lay down your own canon laws, you know. It is God's will that you proclaim Jesus and that people's lives get changed so that people come to know and love Christ. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, we are a messed up group, but you know what? We're still loved. We're still loved. And you know, you couldn't please the Jews in the desert and you can't please the church. Think about it. Think about it. The Jews in the desert, they griped at poor Moses. We had it better in Egypt. Oh, yeah, they were the slaves of Pharaoh. Oh, yeah, they had to build the pyramids of that whatever he was. We had it better in Egypt. Onions, leeks, and pomegranates we ate. Oh, mamma mia. And you brought us out into this desert. It would be better if you left us there. And they were the very ones crying out, not even to God, as I said yesterday. And God heard the sound of the poor. And he sent Moses. But you can't please those Jews. And you know, you can't please the church. You talk too long. You talk too short. Why don't you say something that doesn't have to do with sin?
Why do you have to talk about sin? Why do you have to talk about, like I come here to be encouraged?
Well, listen, I want to encourage people too. Encourage people to do the will of the Father. Encourage people to surrender their lives to Jesus. Encourage people to love God and to love each other. Encourage people to serve the poor. Yes, I want to encourage people.
I'm tired of hearing about abortion.
Well, no one else says it, so I'm going to say it every night. I'm going to say it every day, at least once a day.
I don't want to hear about that.
Too bad.
The blood of the children cry out. Listen, I can't please you, and I'm not trying to.
I don't mean to offend you either. I want to proclaim Jesus Christ, and I want to proclaim the reality of what we are dealing with in this nation. It is a nation that is not under God, and it is a nation that will fall until we repent. I also want to deal with a church, and I'm talking about all the churches, that we play footsies with Jesus, and we really don't want his will. We want to do what we want to do. And you know what? It will become, it'll just disintegrate, a remnant.
So I say these things, you know.
Oh, well, I don't like it. Well, too bad. You don't need to listen to me. But I will tell you, Jesus loves you. And I will tell you, he's got a plan for you. And I will tell you, you can be an emissary of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I will tell you, greater things will happen to those who believe if you surrender your life unto Christ. I will tell you that no matter what your obstacle is, the Lord is there to help you. I will tell you that nothing can separate you from the love of God. I will tell you that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from sin. I will tell you that the Holy Ghost is the answer to the world's problems. Pentecost is what it's all about. But I'll tell you all those things. I'll keep on telling you all those things. But I'll also say, you know what? The way to perdition is very wide, and many choose it. And if you are in that wide road, you better change by the grace of the living God, because you'll go to hell. You know who said that? Jesus said that. I didn't say that. The way to salvation is very narrow. And if you choose it, you're going to be okay. You see, you know, I'm just telling you what Jesus says. I'm not telling you what I say, you know. If I want to tell you what I say, I just say, well, today I don't feel like preaching very much, and today we're going to just yawn for these 27 and a half minutes. No, I want to tell you what Jesus says. What I say really doesn't make a difference, but I want it to come through me because I'm so privileged that God's given me this grace. I can tell you, no matter how bad you are, you don't have to go to hell. Hallelujah. Because there is Jesus Christ, and he shed his blood for you. I can tell you, if you're a robber and a thief and even a murderer, the blood of Jesus can save you, forgive you to the utmost. I can tell you that because it's reality if you repent. But I can also tell you, if you're just a pew potato and you have had just enough religion to inoculate you from the real thing that is called faith, I'm going to tell you, your destiny is not happy. It's time to repent. It's time to repent for all of us. Time to repent for me. Time to repent for you. Time to turn away from our sins. Time to turn away from our complacency. Time to turn away from our lukewarmness. I tell you one thing about John the Baptist. He was not lukewarm. He was a boiling pot. Hallelujah. How, if you ever were there that day when he called out, repent, I won't tell you, your blood would have curdled. You know what one of the newspapers said about, one of the newsmen said about Obama, when he comes into the room, he gets chills up and down his leg. Well, you wouldn't get chills up and down your leg. Your blood would curdle, and it would cause you to repent and to fall into the arms of a living God who loves you. Well, you see, Jesus said, I say to you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Oh, my gosh. My Lord, John the Baptist is the bridge between the old and the new. John the Baptist came to herald the Lord Jesus Christ. We need people like John the Baptist. You know, John the Baptist, who will be so wholly, so sold out that they will only point to Jesus. Let's remember some of John's words. He must increase and I must decrease. What else did he say? I am a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. A voice preparing for Jesus. What else did he say? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Oh my gosh, the Lamb of sacrifice, prophet. What else did he say? You brood of vipers, repent and produce the fruit of repentance. Oh yeah. And when he was in Herod's cellar, in that jail, and they were having a birthday party for Mr. Herod and Mrs. Herodias, and they were married illegally without the blessing of God, what was he hollering while the birthday party was on? Repent! And everybody could hear the echo of the holy man. And Herodias was so hateful. We've got to kill this man once and for all. And after John the Baptist dies, do you know what Jesus does? Oh, you've got to find it in the Bible. Jesus goes away in a boat. Oh, alone, mourning the Baptist's death. But poor Jesus, when he reaches the other side of the lake, the people head him off at the cross. My God, couldn't even mourn. So what do I want to say? Please God, please God, please God. And if people think you're nuts, you're in good company. And if people praise you, take it very lightly. Thank them, but take it lightly, because you know what? We're all so fallible. As Catherine used to say, Catherine Kuhlman, the best of men are men at best. And you know what? That includes me. The best of men are men at best. That's right. And you know, Lord, I just want to be your man. That's what I want to be. And I want to be the man of the church. God's man first, church man second. Hallelujah. Listen, I don't know if you looked at our website. Website is easy, fathertoms.com. It's my.com, fathertoms.com, fathertoms.com. You can get our recipes there, my marinara sauce, which is the best, my meatballs. I'm going to tell you, there's nobody's meatballs like mine. You know, you might say, ooh, that's pride. No, that's not pride. That's garlic. It's all about garlic. So, fathertoms.com. That's the name of my website, fathertoms.com. And you may click on and you'll see videos and audios, and it'll bring you to in-season and out-of-season website and our recipes. Glory to God, my Lord. If you buy all the recipes, we'll send you our Robbie recipe too. That's broccoli Robbie. Hallelujah. It's good for you. And you know what? It's made with olives oil. Oh, I make my sauce with olives oil. Not olive oil, olives oil. That's how they stayed in the Holy Land. Olives oil. It's wonderful. Nothing like olives oil. So, fathertoms.com. Okay, this weekend on Sunday, there will be a miracle service at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop, and it'll go from 7:30 until 10. And we're going to worship the Lord. Bring your tambourines, your pots, your dancing shoes. Get ready to greet the Lord. Get ready to greet the Lord, because the Lord is worthy to be praised. That's this Sunday, the 22nd. It is George Washington's birthday, as a matter of fact. And my cousin Paul's birthday, too. George Washington's birthday. The 22nd of February at 7:30. And our address is Holy Rosary, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. I want to talk to people about saving money. Okay? I want to talk to people about saving money. There is a new phone, phones out that you can get like all the first month is free. You just have to buy the phone. What's it called?
Metro PCS.
I don't get any of this stuff, but, you know, for people who can't afford, they do not check your credit. You know, you have to just buy the phone, which is a cheap phone. The first month is free, and then each month, you know, you pay for the $35, all the calls you want. If you're interested, I could send you to a distributor. And you just call 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. You know, people who do not have cell phones cannot afford and not able to get a cell phone because you haven't got credit. I think it's $35 for all the phone calls that you want throughout the country. And if you want text messages, it's $40, all the text messages too. So it's not very expensive. And if you're looking to save money, I want to, and there is no contract. You can just have it for a month or 2 months or when you can afford it. It's as simple as that. So if you would like to be put on the list, I'd give it to my distributor. I get nothing from this. I want you to save money, okay? And what am I saying? It's 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. Listen, Miracle Service, Sunday at 7:30 at 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, fathertoms.com. God bless you.
In Season and Out of Season is sponsored by In Season and Out of Season.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.
This is Dan Tullis.